This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans from a sold-out 2,400 capacity gym here at Versailles High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee with the game of the year in Southwest Ohio, maybe one of the top games of the entire season before it's all over. In this state of Ohio, Fort Loramie 10-0, Versailles 10-0. The Fort Loramie boys number one in the state in the first AP statewide Division IV poll. Versailles number three in Division III. Each team garnered a lot of first place votes. Big question, Chuck. Chuck McBee alongside. Who's going to slow down Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie? Maybe a bigger question. Who's going to slow down Versailles' Justin Arnes? He's averaging 28 points per clip on the year.
Well, Arnes is a basketball player. He's left-handed. He is so smooth, and he is a scorer to go along with the fact he's a good passer. He's a good rebounder. He runs the floor well. He is a top-notch, one of the top players in the state of Ohio, any division. And then you go to the other side with Dylan Braun. Dylan is a flat-out scorer. He used to be just a shooter, but he's a scorer now. Now, he ran into a little bit of a problem with some length guarding him on Friday night.
Right.
But I don't know if – I don't think that A.J. Arnes at 6'3 can go out there and guard him. I don't think he's quick enough. And I don't know if they'd want to waste Justin Arnes on him. That would be a good matchup for them, but it's tough to ask a kid – to play defense and also score 28 points for you.
Dylan Braun shoots three-pointers at a 45% rate. Justin Arnn shoots three-pointers at a 44% rate. These two teams as a whole, collectively, shoot the basketball at nearly 44%. That's twos and threes combined. All players, both rosters, two outstanding shooting clubs. Although, Chuck, I think in the end it's going to be defense. It's going to come down to defense that decides this game. Which club can put up a little short string of stops, four or five in a row, to allow that team's offense to gain some momentum and get a little lead?
You're absolutely right. And Loramie's defense this year has just been phenomenal. And they played some easier teams in the beginning of the season. But they've been playing some good basketball teams now. And they are still holding them in the 30 to 32 range. If they can do that tonight, that's holding them 4 points just above what Orange averages. So, you know, I think that's a tall order for them. I think they're going to have to score the basketball tonight to win the game.
Yeah, I tweeted this afternoon. Something's got to give. You got Justin Arnn averaging just 2 points below 30. Fort Loramie allowing opposition per game to score only 32. Something's got to give here tonight.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, on the other side, I don't know who they got a size matchup with Tyler Siegel at 6'7", but I don't know if they can waste him out on the perimeter, because Justin Arnn at 6'6". Still really likes to play out on the perimeter. He'll go inside, but mostly he's a perimeter player. I'm not sure where their matchup's going to be tonight.
And the other interesting proposition about this game is who steps up? Who helps Arnn? Who helps Braun? The clubs are well-rounded. We saw Versailles' supporting crew play about its best game of the year at Anna.
Right.
And with A.J. Arnn and Justin Arnn both on the bench, half of the first two quarters with foul trouble. Versailles needed every bit of that from additional players. They got it because in that game, Kyle Jones made a three-pointer at guard. Keaton McElnowney made a three-pointer at guard. And also in that game, the other perimeter player, Michael Stommen, made a three-pointer at guard. They all drove to the basket. Each had a driving layup in that game. In Versailles' last win over Parkway, Carter May, a 6'6 junior, scored seven, including a three. And Noah Richard, a 6'3 senior, scored seven, including a three. So my point is, Versailles can match Fort Loramie everywhere on the floor. This game's going to come down to a basket or two. It should be anybody's contest with a couple possessions remaining. I don't think it'll be as high scoring as the Versailles-Anna game, 132 points between the two clubs, but it could approach it. I would expect 110, 120 perhaps between the two teams here tonight.
Well, I mean, you brought up Carter May, 6'6 junior. He was my player of the game besides Arnn, because Arnn was just phenomenal, but that kid played defense. He blocked shots. He changed shots. He's a good basketball player. He might be who we see out there spending some time on Dylan Braun. You go to the other side of the ledger, Tyler Siegel is as good a post player as there is in the area, the Division IV, Division III for sure. And then you got Austin Siegel, who a little undersized being inside there, but he's a big, strong kid. I think he'll match up with A.J. Arnn really well. Evan Burning likes to get to the rim. I don't think that because Arnn at 6'6 is on the outside, he's not going to be back there playing defense in the lane. I think that's where Carter May comes into play for sales tonight.
Evan Burning has already recorded more than 50 assists in 10 games for Fort Loramie. He navigates the middle. He gets down inside the teeth of the defense. He makes things happen. And as a result, Austin Siegel and Tyler Siegel are shooting at a 67% clip on the season. It's going to be very interesting. Can Evan Burning get to the basket like he has against the previous 10 opponents? Will Justin Arnn get to the basket like he has against the previous 10 opponents? I think it's going to boil down to defense. Mark my word.
Yeah, well, when Arnn gets inside, he's going to be looking at Tyler Siegel.
Right.
Do not want to see Tyler Siegel pick up a foul or two in the first quarter. That could spell real doom tonight for the Redskins.
Each team is averaging better than 60 points a game. Each team has a winning margin on the year of better than 20 per game. Interestingly, in 40 quarters of defense this year, Fort Loramie, Chuck, has given up 10 points or more only 10 times out of the 40 quarters. That is just...
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unthinkable. The schedule gets tougher for both teams. Each plays Marion Local yet, of course.
Who Anna just beat, I saw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
53-49 last Saturday. Fort Loramie's got Anna twice, including this coming Friday, a road game at Rushi, plus Thurgood Marshall in the fly to the hoop. Versailles hits the teeth of its MAC schedule. As I mentioned, Marion Local upcoming. Games with St. Henry and Minster down the road along with Fort Recovery.
That's Sydney coming up on, at the fly into the hoop, and that's going to be a real test for them.
Yep. But as we noted several minutes ago, these two teams have caught the attention of everybody around the state of Ohio. Fort Loramie earned the number one in the state AP poll ranking in D4 this week. And Versailles number three in Division III. In fact, the first-place team, Columbus Bishop Reedy, didn't get a first-place vote.
But that's strange,
yeah,
isn't
it? But was able to sneak out a number one rank over two clubs, including Versailles. It's an even Steven matchup. Versailles with the edge playing here at home. 2,500 fans, probably, 1,600 of them rooting for Versailles. 900 or 1,000 for Fort Loramie. It's a great rivalry. Fort Loramie's got a score to settle. Versailles has won the last seven, and five of them have been blowouts.
Well, and, you know, and we hope we don't see that tonight, because Loramie is going to have to stay in the game and keep their cool and not get in. They got some real key people that cannot get in foul trouble.
Right. We're about a minute away from the opening tip to start the game tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are practically dead center amidst the Versailles pep band. And you'll hear that pulsating drum all night long.
Yeah, boy, I was thrilled when I saw him walk up here beside us.
We've got a Versailles cheering section down to our left, a Fort Loramie cheering section down to our right, and we expect a terrific game. Thanks so much to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We'd also like to thank our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In addition, gratitude to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, and Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. We'll run down our additional sponsors in a moment and start this game back in 60 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee back here at Versailles. Everywhere you look, there is black. It's either red and black or orange and black. Packed house. Should be a great game. Electric atmosphere. It's like a regional championship, although this will be the only time these two clubs meet, Chuck, because Versailles is D3 and Fort Loramie is D4. Boy, you'd love to see them play twice each year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This is going to be a heck of a – I mean, the atmosphere itself is enough to make you excited about the game.
As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie has not beaten Versailles since the 2009-10 season. And that was a 50-36 win by Fort Loramie here at Versailles. Last year, Versailles won by 11. 2 years ago, Versailles won by 24. 3 years ago, by 15. Fort Loramie came within 9 of Versailles in the 13-14 season and within 5 in the 10-11 season. To say the Redskins owe the Tigers one is an understatement. The two teams very evenly matched this year. Chuck, if Fort Loramie is going to get Versailles, it's tonight, because the Redskins are loaded this season, very well connected, highly experienced. So are the Tigers. And Justin Arns, if he gets 30, Fort Loramie's probably in trouble.
Yeah, if he gets 30, they are in trouble, because they're going to want this game in the upper 40s to low 50s at the most.
I think so too. Yeah, I think if it does reach 60, it's advantage Versailles.
Absolutely.
Starting lineups for these two teams here tonight for the Fort Loramie Redskins: Nick Brando will be at guard. He is a 6'2" sophomore. Evan Burning, 6'1", a senior. He's had a tremendous season so far. 5 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game, averaging nearly 8 a game is Burning. Dylan Braun, just over 17 points a game, 6'1", a senior. Dylan Braun is a 46% three-point shooter on the year. Austin Siegel, 6'2", a senior. Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a senior on the interior. Austin Siegel is 16 of 26 on two-pointers. Tyler Siegel, 53 of 80 on two-pointers, averaging 7 rebounds and 4 blocks per game this season. For the Versailles Tigers, the opening 5, Evan Heaston, 6'3 and a junior. A.J. Arnes, 6'3 and a senior, at just under a dozen a game. Justin Arnes, 6'6 a senior, 28 a game. The young man about whom we've been speaking all evening long already. And out front for the Versailles Tigers are Keaton McEldowney, 5'11 a senior. Michael Stauman, 5'10 a sophomore. And we'll see Carter May, Noah Richard, Kyle Jones off the bench early, I'm sure. And for Fort Loramie, you can expect Nathan Roderman to come in quickly, along with Eli Rosengarten, perhaps Carter Mesher. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Quickly, Redskins drive to the rim. It's Burning. It's blocked away. No good. He got it back. Hands off to Austin Siegel. His shot is blocked. Right out of the chute. 2 deflections by Versailles. And here's a run out quickly down the floor. Justin Arnes, a left-hander on the go. Missed it high off the backboard. Rebound knocked out to midcourt to Stauman of Versailles. And we are off and running here at the Tigers gym tonight. Already defense a key. 2 Fort Loramie shots near the rim denied. Here's Arnes, a long step back 3-pointer, 26-footer. He was falling backwards too much. Barely grazed iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul backcourt against Versailles. A.J. Arnes picked it up for the Tigers. No score. Played nearly a minute. Racehorse style. Fort Loramie has done already tonight, or attempted to do tonight, what it's done successfully against opponents all year long, and that's drive to the rim. But Versailles has said, uh-uh.
There we go.
There's a good play. Wide open. Austin Siegel. Great feed by Braun. But Austin blew it. Laid it up too hard.
Wow. That was just nerves.
Rebounded by the Tigers. Nearly a palming violation by Stauman. outside the arc and the right to Harnes. Justin hangs on, looks for teammate Heaston, can't find him. No score, we played a minute 20. Long triple for Sales, high left, good! Bombs away by Michael Staubin. Or I should say Keaton McEldown, he unloaded. Dylan Braun counters for Fort Lauderdale. Switch, he's got it. Within about 7 seconds, two triples, one each way.
That should have been a four. That was deeper than the other.
Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie. Four-court left, it's Justin Arns. He thought about passing. Then he triggered a 26-footer out of his range, even his range, I think. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound to Fort Loramie. And as Dylan Braun skied it up the floor in a jiffy, he dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah, there was no pressure there. That's an unforced error right there.
We are tied at three. 6:16 to go in the first. Versailles inbounds below the rim. It's fed on the arc to Keaton McEldowney. Ball entered to Heaston into the post. He overshoots a baby jumper. Fort Loramie flopped. No foul call. Rebound Versailles. Heaston again. It's on the back iron, and it comes off. Each team missing some gimmies. Here is Fort Loramie down the floor in a hurry. Dylan Braun. Jump, shoots, three-pointer, right flank, off the iron twice. Rebound Justin Arns of Versailles. Tied at three, 2.5 gone. Arns wiggles his way into the lane. He wiggled too much. He took too many steps. So far, Chuck, Fort Loramie's defense and Justin Arns pretty darn good.
Well, yeah, he's taken a couple of forced shots, so he had that step back he talked about on a three, and he just tried to force that into the lane.
5:30 left to go first quarter. We're tied at three. Overplay by Versailles in the right corner. No steal, though. Cross-court pass to Braun. Into the post to Tyler Siegel. Turnaround eight-footer. Hits the rim. Kerplunk. It crawls over and goes in.
That's where Loramie has the advantage. Tyler Siegel in the lane.
Exactly. Redskins can hurt the Tigers right there. 5-3. Fort Loramie in the lead. Heaston comes out to catch high right. Both teams in a man-to-man. Now to Arns coming off a screen. He fires. 24-foot fadeaway, hit the backboard first. Caromed into the hands of Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Tyler Siegel in the post. Baseline left to Austin. To Dylan Braun straight away. Dylan on the bounce. It's a high screen from Austin who rolls. It's fed to Austin. He gives it up to Tyler. Right wing burning. Burning to Brandeweave below the rim. Opposite left corner. Burning up and no good. In and out. He tried the trifecta, it rattled, wouldn't stay in. Versailles got the rebound. 5-3 Fort Loramie, 4.5 to go first quarter. Arns gives it up, deep right corner. Handled there by Keaton McEldowney. Popped in the air by Dylan Braun. Recovered by Heaston. To Staubin, straight away McEldowney on the weave. Tries to find A.J. Arns on the inside. A bullet pass intercepted by Tyler Siegel. Fort Loramie on the attack, leading but two. 4:12 to go first quarter. 5-3 Redskins. Coming out to catch is Austin Siegel. Ball lobbed into the post to Tyler. They double him. He gives it back up on the play to Eli Rosengarten, who's in. Spin move outside the lane to the right. No look pass down inside to Austin Siegel. He's bothered by Heaston and left it short. Austin Siegel has had two from point blank range. He's missed each one. Here's Arns. Got away with a walk as he entered the post. Flipped it back out to the three-point gunner. A long one by Staubin. Hit the back brace, kicked into the corner. Tracked down by McEldowney. Versailles controls. Second shot attempt upcoming. 5-3 Fort Loramie. Arns posting up inside and burning.
Nice pass.
Oh, a great no-look pass to Heaston. Reverse layup. He muffed it. Boy, a lot of nerves being experienced early on.
Absolutely. 1-3 in the state. That'll do it.
3:20 left to go here in the opening quarter. 5-3 Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel, top of the key. Left side pass goes to Burning. To Austin Siegel, now to Braun. Braun holds. Pick and roll. Austin Siegel down inside. Another gimme blown by Fort Loramie. Good gracious. Stuck at 5-3. Here's a shot fake on the arc by A.J. Arns. By the walk, he drove the paint and scooped it in for Versailles. We're tied at 5. 2:50 left in the first. Each team has missed a handful of inside shots. Top of the circle, Austin Siegel. Left side to Burning. Uses a screen from Austin. Burning enters the lane. Late dish off to Austin. And then Justin Arns jumps at him. Austin flips it back outside. 2.5 to go first quarter. Dribbling between his legs, 30 feet away, is Evan Burning. And guess who guards him right now? Arns. Burning takes him into the post. A looping runner, much too hard. Shot was altered, rebounded by Versailles. Here's a 60-foot pass down the floor, intercepted by Dylan Braun. Back come the Redskins with the score tied at 5. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Give and go. Tyler Siegel caught it. Great feed by Vernon. Layup, yes. Two field goals, Tyler Siegel. 7-5, Fort Loramie. Midcourt with the ball is Michael Staubman for Versailles. On a weave to Heaston, to Justin Arns. Hit the elbow. He runs over a player in the paint. It's a charge.
Good call.
Fort Loramie fans rejoice. Arns out of control. Justin barged his way below the foul stripe. And Fort Loramie was in a lockdown defense. Chuck, did we detect who drew it?
Nick Brandewey stepped in there, and I tell you what, he's used to taking shots on the football field.
Yeah, boy. 7-5, Fort Loramie, minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Arns guards burning at midcourt.
Okay, they've gone zone now.
Sure have. It looks like, a 2-3?
It's a 2-3, but Arns is really stepping out on the ball.
Yep, he's trying to extend Fort Loramie's offense. Deep in the right corner, it's Braun. Dylan Braun loops the top of the circle to Burning. He fakes a pass to the left. Burning is sandwiched. Good hedge by Justin Arns out high. Now left side to Brandewey. Cross-court skip pass to Braun. Whips it baseline right to Tyler Siegel. He can't hang on. It rolls away over the end line. Out of bounds to the Tigers.
Well, that's a good defensive change, too, because Versailles doesn't have anybody so far that's able to handle Tyler Siegel inside.
A minute 18 to go here in the first. 7-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Dribbling midcourt, Staubman for Versailles. Outside the arc on the right to Noah Richard is in now, 6'3 senior. Between the circles, Staubman. Here's A.J. Arns feeding Justin straight away. Near side pass, Michael Staubman. Thought about triggering the three ball, didn't. Gave it up to A.J. Arns, who makes a pass down inside for teammate Carter May, the 6'6 junior, broken up and swiped by Fort Loramie. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Cross-court pass to Roderman, who's in now. In the paint to Burning. Back to Roderman, right corner. The lefty thought about letting go of the three, didn't. And with a half minute remaining here in the first quarter, Corey Britton, head coach for Fort Loramie, on his feet, says, let's play for one. Travis Swank, head coach of Versailles, also on his feet, too. Fort Loramie instead throws it down inside to Tyler Siegel, who tries a high-arching reverse layup. It comes down, circles the rim, comes off. And then the Tigers tip it away out of bounds.
That was a real tough shot. I'm not sure they could live with that shot all night long.
No, Tyler couldn't use glass. He flipped it high in the air to get it up and over Justin Arns. It almost went in. Fort Loramie retains possession. 23 ticks on the clock, first quarter. Ball inbounded to Braun. Braun outside the lane on the left. Fadeaway shot, no good. Strong rebound on the interior. Missed on the play by Fort Loramie. Good hustle to the rack by Brandewey. The guard charged the basket. Snatched the offensive rebound. He earns two free throws here.
He is becoming a better all. He's been a great defensive player all season. He's becoming more of an offensive threat.
Fort Loramie's had a bevy of shots down inside around the rim. I mean, well below the foul line, but a poor shooting percentage for the Redskins near the basket thus far.
Yeah, they're not shooting 44% tonight.
No. Free throw is good, but Nick Brandewey buries it. 18.2 left in the first. 8-5 Fort Loramie. Second shot upcoming for Nick. One, two, three dribbles. Open stance. Left foot ahead of the right. Swish on foul shot number two. And it's 9-5 Fort Loramie with the game's biggest lead. Ball walked over the timeline by Staubman. Outside the arc on the left to Carter May. Baseline left, A.J. Arns looks for the cutter, Justin, he's not available. Down to 3-2, cross-court pass for Sales, picked off by Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has been suffocated, holding the high-powered for Sales Tigers to 5. Justin Arns without a point in the opening quarter. 9-5 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Big shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thanks to Ken Francis, Doug Borchers, at those two companies. A lot of gratitude extended your way. Thank you so much. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn run by Jolene Rinderly. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. Drop in and talk to Jolene. Tell her you heard about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. First possession, second quarter for Sales. An errant pass, a give and go, an attempted give and go to Justin Arns, easily intercepted by the Redskins. And we've got a foul in the Fort Loramie half court. Away from the action, Dylan Braun, without the ball, tries to run to the baseline. Setting up shop is Keaton McEldowney. And the referee belatedly whistles a charge on Dylan Braun, and the Redskin fans are beside themselves.
You being a soccer official, that was a get up and keep playing.
Exactly. Looked like a flop to me. Here's Arns outside the arc over Sales. He fakes right, goes left through the top of the key. Pick and roll with A.J. Arns at the elbow. Hands off to teammate McEldowney. McEldowney down inside to A.J. Arns. He's got two black shirts around him. He muscles toward the rim, can't get it to go, but he's walloped. And A.J. Arns has got a couple coming at the stripe. 9-5, Fort Loramie. Minute gone, second quarter. That was our first quarter score. Free throw, A.J. Arns, front rim, and it plops up and over. Good. 9-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second foul shot. Big, deep knee bend by A.J. Arns. And he calmly connects on foul shot number two. 9-7, Fort Loramie up a basket. Redskins going from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination here at Versailles tonight. Fort Loramie in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Versailles the home white, orange numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Here's Dylan Braun on the go, down the lane, to the rim, blocked from behind. Great play by Justin Arns of Versailles. Loose ball picked up on the play by A.J. Arns, and Versailles is back on the attack. Here's Justin Arns catching the ball in the right wing and rises up right away. Bingo! His first field goal of the night. Justin Arns pours it in from 23 feet. He caught it and immediately shot it in the air over Burning of Fort Loramie, and Versailles leads it 10-9. Here's a baseline drive by Burning of Fort Loramie, cut off. On top to Braun. Outside the arc on the left, Eli Rosengarten, who's in. Eli goes baseline left to Tyler Siegel. Here's a deep left corner three ball by Burning. It hits the rim, goes high in the air. Weak side rebound jerked down by McEldowney of Versailles. Up to Arns. Justin to A.J. Back to Justin. Twirling and whirling in the paint. A lot of rim action, and it trickles in. Soft touch. Five straight by Justin Arns. And that's seven in a row by Versailles. Fort Loramie countering up and under. Burning in traffic. Three white shirts around him. Missed it. Versailles quickly down the floor. Justin Arns, a 28-footer. It didn't hit the rim. Hit the glass. Loose ball rebound to Fort Loramie. Boy, Justin Arns, Chuck, has taken some wild shots.
I guess you're that good. No bad shots.
Outside the arc on the right, Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. Yet to score are the Redskins in nearly 3 minutes, second quarter. Here's Braun, a fadeaway triple, left side. Counted for Dylan Braun. He faded back in the air, skying up and over Keaton McEldowney, and he pumped it home to knot this game at 12. A.J. Arns deep in the left corner for Versailles. He glides across the lane and throws a wild pass intending to reach Heaston. Cutting to the rim from the right flank. Flipped it behind him out of bounds.
I would like to see offensively, I'd like to see Braun and Tyler Siegel set up on the same side when he throws the ball in and they cover down. You get your best three-point shooter receiving the ball back.
That's a good point. Over the timeline comes Evan Burning for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Nick Brandoe, 25 feet away. Nick gives it up to Burning in the head of the key. He wants to drive on Justin Orange, does so, down inside, goes to the basket, left it short. That's because he was tagged from the backside. Who got him, A.J. or Justin?
It was Justin. That's his second.
And it is. It's on Justin Orange, number two. Yep, he sat half the first half versus Anna, but his supporting cast bailed him out. Then Justin came back in the last two quarters and got red hot. Free throw by Burning, yes, for Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel gives Tyler Siegel a respite.
That's a tough matchup for Orange to guard Burning, because Burning is just so quick.
Oh, yeah. And Evan Strong, and you're right, Chuck, he's got a fast burst. That free throw's off to the right, no good. Rebounded by Versailles, which is down a point now, 13-12. 4.5 to go, second quarter. A.J. Orange on the arc, hands off to Justin, gets a high screen from May. May rolls. Pass goes, though, near side to McElnowney. He scoots across the paint, double-teamed. On the arc to A.J. Orange, shot fake, all the way to the cup. Got it. Good drive by A.J. Orange. He isolated on the far side of the floor. Tigers cleared out for him. 1-point lead for Sales. Give and go, Fort Loramie. A beauty. Oh, what a play. Austin Siegel. A sharp pass. Really crisp on that play with the delivery to Dylan Braun, who took it below the foul line, and he skipped all the way to the basket. Fort Loramie up one, 15-14. 3:50 left in the second quarter. Here's a batted pass. May threw it for Versailles. Tried to hit Justin Orange in the post. Redskins popped it up in the air. Roderman, forecourt left, the three ball. Good! Roderman behind the arc. He's shooting at nearly 50% this season on threes. Big bucket. Nathan Roderman, 6'2 junior. 18-14 Fort Loramie. Near side weave to McElnowney. On top, Justin Orange. Right side, May. May to the foul stripe. Leaves it for a teammate behind him, Stahman. Stahman fumbled, out of bounds. How many turnovers for the Tigers?
That's their ninth.
Wow. And Fort Loramie's defense has had quite a bit to do with that. A few mistakes have been unforced. But the tenacity of Fort Loramie has been extremely stingy, and Versailles has been uncomfortable many times in the half court. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie, 3:10 left, second quarter. Baseline drive, Burning. Burning around, two men off the backboard rim. It hangs and comes off. Evan couldn't get the touch because he was sandwiched by two defenders. Here's a long lob down the floor by Versailles. Stahman forced it, intending to reach May below the rim. Fort Loramie intercepted. Boy, Tigers have had a lot of empty possessions. Here's Dylan Braun on the bounce. In traffic through the lane. He pounds it off his knee. It goes out of bounds. One turnover after another. What did we say in the pregame, Chuck, about defense here tonight?
And defense is what's going to create the winner tonight, that's for sure.
It's ruling so far. Fort Loramie up 4, 18-14, 2:47 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
They don't miss out on great, high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Take advantage of an array of new inventory coming in all the time at Goffney for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Take advantage of coupons at the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And as we return to action with 2:34 left here in the first half, for Sales inbounds. And right away, Chuck, we've got a moving screen away from the action. Essentially, an additional turnover against the Tigers.
Yeah, they called it on Stauman, and it was the correct call. He stuck a hip out.
Here's Burning for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, lobs into Tyler Siegel. Back to Burning, right baseline, doesn't shoot. To Rosengarten, to Brandewee. Brandewee foul strike. Goes to Rosengarten behind the arc. On a weave to Dylan Braun. Braun steps back, thought about shooting, didn't. Near side Burning, veers off into the left corner. Justin Arnes on Burning. Arnes with two fouls. Here's a pass down inside for Austin Siegel. Busted up by Versailles. Loose ball to A.J. Arnes. Long throw down the floor. Caught 15 feet from the basket by the Tigers. And then a foul committed. Leaping catch by Noah Richard. He was bumped by Eli Rosengarten. Only the third team foul on Fort Loramie. Five on Versailles so far in this game. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior. Nathan Roderman, 6'2 junior. Seeing plenty of playing time already in this game for Fort Loramie. On the arc for Versailles, it's Michael Stauman. A minute 40 left to go, second quarter. Redskins still up four. Straight away, A.J. Arnes. He's got the green light on a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Justin Arnes below the rim. He tried to make a dribble. Needed to go right back up. And he bounced it off his shoe top. Out of bounds against the Tigers.
Yeah, they got some more time out of him. With 1:36 now and those two fouls, they're going to let him sit the rest of the half unless they get a possession late in the quarter.
Yeah, you betcha. Here's Burning in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Versailles now has gone nearly 3 minutes without a point. Lob into Tyler in the post. Shot fake up and under. Left it short against A.J. Arnes. I tell you what, Versailles' interior defense has been splendid. Fort Loramie, Chuck, is probably what? 3 for 11 or 12 around the basket.
If they made 4 or 5 of the ones that were two footers, they would have a comfortable lead right now.
Oh, double digits anyway. And Fort Loramie ran after the rebound on the shot, missed down inside. It rolled to the right corner, flicked out of bounds last by a black shirt. Versailles brings it ahead with 1:12 to go in the first half. Foul line, A.J. Arnes. Right side pass, Michael Stauman. Here's a screen straight away for Noah Richard. He didn't shoot. But this young man is not bashful. It's Justin Arnes, 25-footer. It's short. No good. Fort Loramie, long lead out. Down the floor, Tyler Siegel. He blows a gimme near the basket. Unbelievable. Wow. Good alertness by Fort Loramie to heave it 60 feet to Tyler, but he couldn't cash in. Another missed close-in shot. Four-point game still, 18-14. Spin move in the lane. McEldowney for Versailles. Lofts up a 7-footer over Tyler Siegel. It hit the heel, no good. Rebound kicked off to Dylan Braun in the corner. And Fort Loramie will play for one. What a defensive game this has been. Versailles will go the last half of the second quarter and go scoreless. Down to 16 to go in the half. Burning 25 feet away. Both head coaches up. Travis Swank for Sales. Corey Britton, Fort Loramie. 9, 8, 7. Burning head of the key. DeBron open 25-footer. It rims, no good. Stick back, Fort Loramie, no good. Tip is in. It's in. Who got it, Chuck?
Brandewee.
Nick Brandewee. Nick got a big offensive rebound from his guard spot earlier in this half. And there on the second miss by Fort Loramie in a series of shots. The third one, but Brandewee was batted home off the backboard as the clock read zero and the buzzer was going off. The ball was up on the window. We saw triple zeros on the scoreboard and we heard the horn. Shot was clearly good and Fort Loramie has a 6-point lead, its biggest cushion of this game, 20-14 at the halftime break. Redskins up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market affiliates in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It is halftime at a sold-out Versailles High School Gymnasium, and Fort Loramie leads the Tigers, the home team, 20-14. Fort Loramie up a half dozen here at the halftime break. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, take it away. Fort Loramie has done a superb job on Justin Arns so far.
Yeah, he's got 5 points. He had a 3 and a 2 there in the second quarter. Other than that, he's probably 2 for about 10 or 12 for this. So they're doing a nice job on him. Versailles has an 18-11 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards, but to counteract that, the Tigers turned it over 11 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it over 4. Redskins 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Versailles went there twice, made them both. Individual scoring for the Tigers. They've got A.J. Arns with 6, Justin Arns with 5, and Keaton McElDowney with 3. They've had 3 young men score in the game. They scored 5 and 9, 14 for the first half. Loramie led in scoring by Dylan Braun with 8. They got 4 each from Nick Brandewey and Tyler Siegel. They got 3 from Nate Ratterman. And they got a free throw from Evan Burning. They scored 9 and 11. They lead at the half 20-14.
Chuck, I think you hit the nail on the head. Versailles, number 3 in the state this week in the first poll in D3. Fort Loramie, number 1. So much tension out there. It's a backyard rivalry. It's a huge interleague match between Versailles from the MAC, Fort Loramie from the Shelby County League. It's the marquee game in the state of Ohio on this Tuesday night. All eyes are on it. So much pressure. Neither team performing like it wants to. Fort Loramie's missed a bushel basket of inside shots. Give a lot of credit to the height and the strength of Versailles down around the rim. The Tigers offensively have been stymied by this well-connected Fort Loramie defense all over the floor.
Well, if it wasn't for the two Arns brothers, they would have 3 points.
Right.
Because McElDowney hit the first 3 of the game. That's the only other person that has scored besides A.J. Arns and Justin Arns. And Loramie, I like what they're doing. I know Burning's only got 1 free throw, but he is getting into the lane. He's tossed 2 fouls on Justin Arns, and he's getting the ball to the right people. They're just not making the shots. If they have a good shooting second half, I think Loramie might have the advantage.
Yep, I agree. About 7 minutes away from the third quarter. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie 20, Versailles 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is time now here on ScoresBroadcast.com for our LaCal Equipment Student-Athlete Spotlight segment. LaCal and Jackson Center promotes student academic success on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores over 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a couple of cheerleaders from each school. From Fort Loramie, it's Jenna Fischkelta. She is a sophomore cheerleader, 3.75 GPA, daughter of Bridget and Joe, active in Spanish club, volunteers at church, a competition cheer, hurdles and relays for the track squad. She would like to go on to Wright State, study chemistry, and pursue a major in the medical field. Jenna Fischkelta of Fort Loramie. Former sales, we spotlight cheerleader Jessica Meyer, a junior, daughter of Dan and Andrea, perfect 4.0 student, National Honor Society, Spanish Club, Club Interact, Varsity B, Youth Ministry, and also participates in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She'll study sonography at the Kettering College of Medical Arts. Her dad, by the way, is an independent home care nurse, so Jessica is interested in the healthcare field. Jessica Meyer of Versailles, Jenna Fischkelta of Fort Loramie, two cheerleaders recognized here tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are about 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here tonight at Versailles on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley, including the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie leads Versailles 20-14, 6-point lead for the Redskins at the halftime break. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Always customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from all over the Midwest and the entire United States, for that matter, to Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's and see the fine pre-owned vehicles, too. And check them out online at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. You need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. And it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that next winter storm gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler of Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you won't get tired of. Goodrich, Cooper, General, Michelin, Firestone, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone Jeffy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 1-800-474-4123. Talk to him at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hopefully, will be Friday night, depending on the weather. Fort Loramie entertains Anna. Chuck, we understand a very harsh winter storm with rain and ice and plenty of snow could be on the way as early as Friday evening. We had intended to follow the Minster girls all the way to Berlin Highland for the classic in the country Saturday morning. Understand that Minster may have other plans if the weather is bad. So those two games could be on hold for us. Who knows? Saturday night, we're back in Shelby County, hopefully. St. Henry and Anna Boys.
Right. So. Yeah, there's a shot that they'll get that one in, but I'll tell you what, the other ones are a little scary. They can't tell you what it's going to be an hour and a half from now, so
right.
I believe it when I see it, but it doesn't look good.
And then on Sunday, we've made an attempt to communicate with the Fly to the Hoop about securing media credentials for that 1:15 Sunday afternoon game between Sydney and these Versailles Titans.
That would be a heck of a basketball game.
What a show that would be. Andre Gordon and Justin Arnes all in one package. 32 minutes of Gordon and Arnes on Sunday at 1:15 here on scoresbroadcast.com. So if you're hemmed in because of the weather this weekend, count on us. Although, I tell you what, we won't be driving very far through ice and snow if the weather does result like it's forecasted. And I saw one forecast for Canton, Massillon, Chuck, 8 to 12 inches of ice and snow for late Friday night through midday Saturday.
That's going to put a hurt on the basketball clinic over at
Berlin.
Berlin High, that's for sure.
Fort Loramie Redskins in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. We'll throw it in across the way. Versailles, the home white, orange numerals, black piping. It is Dylan Braun at midcourt, feeds to Nick Brandewey in backcourt. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, 20-14. 10 seconds gone here in the third. Outside the arc on the left, it is Tyler Siegel. Loops it cross court to Burning. Burning catches against Justin Arts. Here's Dylan Braun, 25 feet out. Defense now for Versailles, Chuck.
Oh, they're still playing man-to-man.
Yeah. Here's Burning between the rings, handoff to Brandewey. Brandewey on a weave back to Burning. Burning at the Tiger logo, high post right to Tyler Siegel. They want to go down inside to Burning, who's working against Justin Arnes. Couldn't feed him on that occasion. It came back out to Brandewey. Brandewey foul line. Looks for Siegel, low in the right, can't get it to him. Then releases back out to Braun. Braun left corner, a pull-up J from 15, a beauty. He started a drive to Dylan Braun against Keaton McEldowney. And with fine lift, Dylan Braun gets way up over Keaton. And he drilled the shot, baseline left, a two. And Fort Loramie's up eight now. 8-point cushion. Give and go, Versailles down the lane. Good pass, McEldowney to A.J. Arnes. He blew the left-hand running hook. Here comes Fort Loramie, quickly to the rim. It's Burning, challenging Arnes, and Justin swats it out of bounds.
I have no problem with that. Get inside, try to maybe pick up a body foul on him and get that third.
Yes, that appears to be a motive right now for Fort Loramie at the offensive half court. Below the rim, Tyler Siegel inbounding. 25 feet away to Burning. Burning hangs on. Now Austin Siegel outside the arc on the left to Dylan Braun. Oh, a little give and go with Austin. He's held as he cuts to the rim. Easton got him from behind. 6:38 left here in the third quarter. 22-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Again, Chuck, we harped on defense in the pregame as being the key. Well, yeah, we talked a lot about offense, but the defense has been so important to Fort Loramie, which makes a fine hoop on an inbounds play.
Well, they love that. When they threw the ball, Braun rolls down the lane, they throw it up to him, and he catches it and shoots it all in one motion.
That is a money in the bank, out of bounds under the basket play for Fort Loramie time and time again, and Dylan Braun's got two buckets to start the second half for the Redskins, who are up 10. Here's a fadeaway three, left side, Justin Arnes. He almost fell down backward shooting it. It was way short. Rebound A.J. Arns. Follow. No foul, Fort Loramie. Boy, Justin Arns is forcing some looks way out on the floor. And, you know, Fort Loramie will allow him to shoot that shot until he makes a streak of them.
Well, you made that comment pregame. I mean, let him shoot the ball, and if he's making them, then you got to adjust. But right now, he's not.
Right. Free throw, A.J. Arns, up and in. A.J.'s had a good game, 4 Versailles.
He's got 7. He's our leading scorer.
24-15, Redskins. 24-16, Redskins. Both shots canned. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt. Burning glides up ahead. He's at the elbow in the right, pulls up. Goes to Austin Siegel in the right corner. Now to Burning. 5:56 to go, third quarter. Burning starts to drive, cut off. Oh, wow, what a great pass. Burning to Braun. He went opposite, did Burning. Braun zoomed in from the left corner. Burning a baseline drive on the right. That's as pretty a pocket pass down low as you will ever witness. 26-16, Fort Loramie. Redskins up 10. Here's Stommen on the arc to McEldowney. He splits a couple defenders. Back to Stommen. Left baseline, A.J. Arns, and he meets resistance, bodied on the play by Austin Siegel or Nick Brandewey. Was almost a travel, results in a foul while shooting, and 2 more free throws for A.J. Arns.
Well, they need to do a better job. They're not closing out on him. They're standing straight up and allowing him to put the ball on the floor.
A.J. Arns way short on the shot.
He's 4 of 5 now.
26-16, Fort Loramie up 10. Redskins' biggest advantage, 5:27 to go here in the third quarter. A.J. Arns off the front rim, backboard, it trickles through. 26-17, Fort Loramie in the lead. They had a 10-point lead at the 5.5-minute mark in the third period. Far right wing, it's Braun. Pulls up on the dribble. Straight away, Austin Siegel. Left side, Burning. On top to Tyler, right flank Brandewey. He's picked up by Stommen. Here's Brandewey carving out space in the lane. A reverse left-hand layup, short. A lot of congestion. He couldn't get it to fall. Here's Arns down the floor for Versailles. Deep left corner, Michael Stommen. He unloads a three. It rattles. It comes out. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors whom?
Versailles.
Tigers keep it. That shot by Stommen was below the iron. Looked like for sure it was going to stay. It snapped out of there. Jump ball on the rebound attempt, and it is Arrow favoring Versailles. Baseline left of the rim. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Versailles 17. Ball being inbounded on the play by Michael Stommen. The players line up vertically outside the lane on the left. It's entered to Justin Arns. Braun gets a hand in there. And he sticks it in there too far. He wraps it around the elbow of Arns. It's a common personal.
That's his second, I think.
Two on Dylan Braun, two on Justin Arns. 4:54 to go in the third. Ball inbounded right below the rim to A.J. Arns. It's a good play. He's got position on Tyler Siegel, and he drops it through. Tyler did well not to foul and give up a three-point chance. The lead is 7 for Fort Loramie, 26-19. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Tyler Siegel. Bad pass into the lap of Justin Arns. Behind the back to the rim. Left it short. Got a little too cute. But Tyler Siegel nailed him on the shoulder. And Justin Arns will get a couple. Chuck, that was a play where if Arns takes it right to the cup, he's got an easy two-pointer, I think. Maybe a three-point play.
Yeah.
He connects on the free one. 26-20, 4 straight points by Versailles. Tyler Siegel gets a breather. Nathan Roderman in now for Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Justin Arns, swish. That was pretty.
Yeah, he's so smooth.
Yep. He's a 79% free throw shooter. He missed 3 against Anna. Here's Dylan Braun straight away. Gives it up high post to Austin Siegel. Now to Burning. Fort Loramie needs points. 10-point lead shaved to 5. 4:18 to go in the third. Here's a drive by Brandewey down the right side of the lane. Gives it to Austin. Out back to Dylan Braun. Braun shoots over Justin Arns. It rims. It lifted the iron and came out. Versailles has the rebound. A chance to cut it to 2 or 3. Here's Michael Stommen near midcourt. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 26-21 Fort Loramie. Justin Arns sneaks around one player, another player, into the lane, by the walk, looked like he did. He's bailed out. Foul against Fort Loramie. Tigers caught a break right there.
Yeah, he traveled.
Oh, that was...
Period.
Yeah, maybe twice. That is a total of five team fouls now in Fort Loramie here in the second half. Here's Arns jacking up a triple straight away. 22-footer, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Fans were on their feet. Shot didn't go. Here's Burning in the paint. Oh, a great dump down. Austin Siegel, yes! What a move by Burning. Shot fake in the paint. Then a good delivery on the pass low on the left to Siegel. Shot faked by him. Players went up and down, and Siegel dropped it home. 28-21. Needed basket by Fort Loramie. Three ball for Sales way downtown. Stammen missed it hard. Weak side rebound taken down by Heaston of the Tigers. Throws to midcourt. Caught there by Stammen. 3:12 to go in the third. 7-point lead Fort Loramie. Triple for Sales. Too hard. McEldowney hit the heel. It kicked to Dylan Braun. Baseline right to Austin Siegel. Supporting cast for Arns not playing nearly as well tonight, Chuck, as they did against Anna.
They got one player that scored besides the two Arns brothers.
Yes. Dribble drive down the lane. Burning tries to draw a foul. No chance. Clearly blocked out of bounds by Versailles. 28-21. Fort Loramie up 7. 2:55 to go. Third quarter. Baseline right. Branowy lobs in right in front of the rim. Five-footer put up on the back iron. Oh, it comes off. Burning couldn't get it to trickle in. Very tough break for him. That was that patented inbounds play to Braun. That time it went to Burning, but it just skipped off the iron. Versailles into the right corner, and Fort Loramie stabs it out of bounds. 2:41 left in the third. 28-21 Fort Loramie. Biggest lead was 26-16. Inbounding as Stammen throws out near midcourt to Arns. He's got some space. He operates down the lane. He runs over a Redskin. It's called a block. I think it might have been the right call. Siegel slid over with his left leg a little late. And Justin Arns is rewarded with two at the stripe.
Yeah, he only caught him with half. And they're going to call that every time.
Right.
Doesn't hurt to be all state.
Exactly. Arns shooting two for Versailles. First one way short. Tried to caress it over the front of the rim. Not enough mustard on it. Still a 7-point lead for Fort Loramie. Just over 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Tyler Siegel back in for Austin Siegel. As Fort Loramie nurses a 7-point cushion. Second shot upcoming. Justin Arns averaging 28 a game on the year. Got it. How many for Justin, Chuck?
He now has 8.
He is 20 shy of his points per game average, which is 28. Here's Burning, shake and bake, move, foul line. Hooks a pass back out to Braun. Braun goes to Tyler Siegel in the top of the key. Got to Dylan Braun 25 feet away. He's working against Justin Arns. Takes him to the foul line. Jump shot, Braun, 16-footer short. Rebound for Sales.
Pulled the string on that one.
Yeah, he did. Here's Arns. Lost it. Got it back. En route to the basket. Scores! What a play by Arns. Ball was popped up in the air by Fort Loramie. And then Arns re-caught it in one motion. Sank the shot. Burning fadeaway. 8-footer in the paint. Good luck. Short again. Here comes Versailles. Arns on the loose. Into the post. Fadeaway shot. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound Tigers, though. And Versailles gets a timeout. Travis Swank tells the official, we need a break. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie, 1:47 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team. Or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Now we'd like to remind you about the prom dress exchange upcoming Sunday, January 14th at the Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to come by between 11 and 1 and drop off dresses and accessories that will be sold later that day. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. You return to shop then from 1:30 to 3:30, and a great selection of beautiful gowns at affordable prices will be available. And as we return to action, Carter May makes an 8-foot half-hook shot for Versailles. A fine look, good pass from McIldowney, and Versailles is within two. Fort Laramie led by 10 early in the quarter. Dylan Braun on the arc, now to Burning at the foul stripe. Redskins must get back to work. A minute 10 to go, period number three. Pitch and catch on the arc. Siegel to Braun, back to Tyler in the lane. Turnaround jumper, 8-footer, rimmed and came out. Here comes Versailles for the tie of the lead. Arns with a heavy-duty pass. He was not looking, and he zipped it over the outstretched hands, of Carter May.
I'll tell you what, Carter May got lucky. If that would have been lower, he probably would have broke his fingers.
Ball went up into the fourth row across the way. Well, Fort Laramie led 26-16. Versailles on a 10-2 string. 50 seconds left, third period. Fort Laramie, top of the circle. It is Routerman. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. Turnaround Jay from 7 feet. Banked it, left it short. Here comes Versailles. Poked away by Fort Laramie in backcourt. Tigers recover. Here comes Justin Arns dancing up the left side. Top of the circle. Down to 30 seconds to go in the third. 2-point lead, Fort Laramie. Redskins in danger of losing the lead completely. Shot fake, A.J. Arns down the lane, all the way to the rim. Good! And a foul on Fort Laramie. A.J. Arns has been the man. Not Justin, it's been A.J., the brother, and he has been dynamite here tonight for the Tigers. Fort Laramie has shaded a little more attention Justin's way. A.J. has taken advantage. We're tied up at 28. And the Tigers shoot the free throw for the lead. Wet spot on the floor down below the rim. 22.5 remaining. A.J. Arns to the stripe after the perspiration or condensation is mopped. Well, Burning's had a couple shots. Tyler Siegel a shot. Last three possessions for Fort Laramie, Chuck. Redskins, I think, have gotten the shots they preferred. They've been fairly close. They have been challenged. They have not gone in. And as a result of empty possessions by Fort Laramie in the last 3 minutes here of the third quarter, Versailles has not had the count.
Yeah, I don't think they've been bad shots. They're shooting tight. They're yep. trying to guide it up there instead of just playing like they did early.
I'd agree. Here is A.J. Arns for the lead for Versailles. He missed it. No good. In and out.
Arns had to go out of the game. He had blood, so that was actually Carter May. No, I'm sorry. It was Noah Richards who shot that.
Noah Richard lipped the rim. Here's Fort Laramie. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Here's a little give and go. Down the lane, Tyler Siegel catches from Randowee. Tyler's at the rack. He's bodied and fouled. He earns two at the stripe.
That's only the second team foul. That's why you got the Bronx cheer by the Fort Laramie crowd here.
Seven fouls on Fort Laramie already. Versailles in the 1-1 the rest of the way.
I don't think the game has been poorly officiated, though.
No. 8.2 to go in the third. Tyler Siegel foul shot. Yes. 29-28 Fort Laramie. Second one upcoming.
I think it's imperative. They need to have the lead going into the fourth quarter. I think just psychologically they do. And the possession to start the fourth quarter will be Fort Laramie's.
Second free throw here by Tyler Siegel of the Redskins on the way. Got it again. He knocked them both down. Couple big ones. Fort Laramie up two. Three-quarter court pressure against Versailles. 8.2 remaining. Third period. It's Brandowee guarding A.J. Arns in backcourt. Behind the back on the dribble at the timeline. Four to play in the period. He dumps it down right corner. Three ball in the air. It is short by McIldowney. A.J. Arns elected not to take to the rim. He fed McIldowney in the deep right corner for a long trifecta. It caromed off the iron, and Fort Laramie's up two after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone in the upper Miami Valley. Fort Loramie with the ball, starting the fourth quarter. Turnaround bank shot by Burning. Outside the lane on the right, short, no good. And look at Nick Brandewey. He came in and fortunately got the rebound for the Redskins. The ball hit the hardwood. And it was scooped up by Brandewey. Offense is restarted. Fort Loramie in the lead, but two. Opening half minute, fourth quarter of play. Burning's had some good looks, hasn't finished. Here's a quick play. What a pass. Burning to Tyler Siegel. And Tyler Siegel went very powerful to the rim and banked it down. Four straight points by Tyler. He finished the third quarter with two free throws. And he gets a basket around the rim there. Another good assist by Burning. 32-28, Fort Loramie by four. Top of the circle, it is A.J. Arns. Now to Justin Arns in the left wing, guarded by Burning. Outside the arc to A.J., 25 feet away. Gives it up to Stammen. Near side, Justin. On top, A.J. He's behind the arc. Coming out to greet him is Siegel. Left wing, Justin Arns, a step back three ball. It is in and out, no good. Weak side rebound, layup, yes, by Versailles. Evan Heaston got the board, put it on the deck twice, made the reverse shot below the rim.
They're just beating the Redskins to death on the boards.
Here's Braun, baseline right, double team, goes opposite left corner, Brandewey for a three. Yes! What a pass! What a pass! Dylan Braun went opposite. He was sandwiched down in the right corner, and somehow he hooked the pass below the rim all the way to the other corner. And Brandewey jettisoned in a three ball. Timeout called. Redskins up five, 6:18 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Mark it down with 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Nick Brandewey snapped off a three, far left corner, recipient of a great pass. I think it was Dylan Braun, wasn't it?
It was right Braun. Corner. Took it down to the baseline and then whipped it to him into the corner.
Wow. That took guts by Braun as he threw that ball. I think in flight it was over the out-of-bounds area, en route to Brandewey, who made a great jump shot at three. Here's A.J. Arns out back for Versailles. Look out. Good! A triple by him. 35-33, Fort Loramie but two. 5:50 to go in the game. Here's Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Now Tyler Siegel, near side to Burning. Burning being guarded by McElnowney now. Burning lobs to Tyler in the post. He's doubled. On top to Austin. Left side of the floor, handled by Brandewey. Shoots it to Tyler. Near side, Braun, jumping, shooting a tray. Barely caught iron. Rebound down to Versailles. Tigers can tie or take the lead. 5.5 to go in the game. Dylan's shot might have been partially deflected. Here's A.J. Arns again. Look out. Good again. A.J. Arns is on fire. 36-35 for Sales. 5:10 to go in the game. Left side pass burning for Fort Loramie. Shot fake. Puts it on the deck into the lane. A leaner. He's hacked on the arm by A.J. Arns. Two coming for Burning.
A.J. Arns has 19 points. Unbelievable.
He's got over half of Versailles' total of 36. Has Justin gotten to double digits yet? I think he has, right?
Yeah, I think he's at 10.
Big free throws here for Burning. First on the way is no good. He faded that one to the right. Yep, Fort Loramie led 26-16 at the midway point of the third quarter of this game. And since then, a 20-9 run by Versailles, and Burning blows both free throws. Versailles got the rebound. Here come the Tigers, four-court left. Versailles now can go up by three or four. Here's Arns on the arc, coming out to catch in the left corner, Stammen. Back to Arns between the rings. Near side, A.J. Arns. Tyler Siegel has to come out far on the floor to guard him. Dribble drive in the lane, Stammen. Stammen threw it away. He tried to find a teammate in the right corner in the person of Heaston, and that delivery went into the stands.
Versailles has a 33-17 rebound edge.
And that is monstrous. It's amazing that Fort Loramie's within the game only down one, although Fort Loramie's led throughout until the last half minute. 4:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins in possession. It's a significant one. Arns guards Braun in the arc. Straightaway Brandewey. Baseline right. It goes to Roderman. Somebody from Fort Loramie's got to make a shot. Down inside, Tyler Siegel. A good drive around Arns. Tyler puts up a little four-footer. Tipped away, though, by A.J. Arns. Run out for Sales. Driving layup is no good by Keaton McElnowney. But he's hacked on the arm, and he gets two. Again, one shot for Fort Loramie. Rebound. Fast break by Versailles. The official indicating the foul was on the floor. Not in the act of shooting, but it is the one-on-one situation. What a spill taken by Keith McElnatty.
He's held up two fingers. They're holding up two fingers. They're calling that a shot.
Sure are, and they should. 4 minutes a second to go in the game. Free throw in the air by Versailles. Swish by McElnatty. 37-35. In favor of the Tigers. Yep, Fort Loramie's offense has stalled since about the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Second foul shot. Dead center again. Keaton McElnatty took a wallop on the hardwood, but he calmly nestled in two free throws to give his Tigers a three-point edge. Versailles down the whole game has rallied to go ahead of Fort Loramie, 38-35. 3:50 to go in the fourth. Here's Burning. Down inside to Tyler. He's got the defense on his hip. He spins over A.J. Arns and scores. Nice play, Tyler Siegel. He got great position. 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles has beaten Fort Loramie the last seven meetings. Deep in the left corner, A.J. Arns. Shot fake into the lane. Running one-hander all the way to the rack. He's got it. A.J. Arns unstoppable. Boy, he can put it on the floor and take it to the rim. Arns has done the damage tonight against Fort Loramie. Right. He's been the other one. Yeah,
absolutely. He made two threes, which caused them to have to step out. He just put it on the floor and went to the rack.
You're right.
He has been outstanding. I've never seen him play this well.
We've got a defensive foul on Versailles. It's common. Only the fourth on the Tigers. 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. That's big. Versailles can foul twice more without sending Fort Loramie to the stripe. We approach the three-minute mark. Fort Loramie trails by three. Here's Brandewey. Straight on to Roderman. Outside the arc on the left, it's Burning. Tightly knit Versailles defense, which is taking a page out of Fort Loramie's book here in the fourth quarter. Actually, the last quarter and a half. Stellar D by the Tigers down the stretch. Since about the five-minute mark of the third. Baseline drive. Burning gets wide open all the way to the rim. He's bothered from behind. Foul called. Shot wouldn't go. It trickled off the rim. Redskins would have loved for that to drop through. Two free throws for Burning. Fort Loramie down three. 2:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie, Chuck, in the last 11 minutes, 11 points.
Well, and Evan is only 1-for-4 from the free throw line.
And he missed again. Redskins 71% on the year at the free throw stripe, and they've shot poorly here in the second half of this game.
Well, they were 5-for-6 coming into this. Now they're 5-for-9, getting ready to be 5-for-10 if he doesn't make this one.
Redskins down 2, Tigers up 40-37. Burning spins the ball in his hands, eyes the goal. Off to the right, it hit the backboard, and it trickled in there. Almost came off. Timeout called, 2:48 to go in the game. Versailles up a bucket, 40-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011. Qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Fine prices. It's the gem in Rushi, Ohio, the hidden gem, the Jewelry Barn. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. Also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi will make your ideas come to life. Stop in and see Jolene Winderly. Tell her you heard about the store on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Well, Versailles had a shot blocked at the rim after the timeout. Fort Laramie got the rebound. Down 2 with 2:11 to go. We're in the fourth quarter late. Here's Burning outside the arc to the elbow on the right. Straight away, Roderman, who almost shot it. Now Dylan Braun. Guess who guards him? Justin Arns. Near flank to Brandaway. He's picked up a McElnatter. Head of the key, Roderman. Left side, Burning. Burning is doubled momentarily. He tries to spin into the lane. Up and under goes Burning. Yes! What a play by Burning. Nifty move by Evan to tie the game at 40-40. Heck of a drive by Evan Burning. He shoveled it from down around his knees.
Put it up with his left hand.
Yeah. Here, a little pick and roll by Versailles. Bad pass, A.J. Arns. Justin didn't break to the rim. Out of bounds. We're tied at 40, Fort Laramie ball. Miscommunication there by the Arns boys.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
No, and with 93 seconds left, Chuck, do you hold it as long as you can?
Well, I think you get your first best shot out of this.
A minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-40 is our score. Fort Laramie with the ball outside the arc on the left. And retreating is Nick Brandaway. He's being pursued by Michael Stommen. Nearly a tie-up. And it's called a jump. It is called a jump. It looked like a wraparound foul by Versailles. About 6 or 7 feet into Fort Laramie's half court, the referee signaled a jump ball, and guess what? The arrow favors the Tigers.
That was either a foul or the quickest held ball you're ever going to see. It was a very poor call in a basketball game of this caliber.
Wow. And that was pathetic. And here is Versailles in the half court, a timeout called. We are at 40-40 with a minute 7 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. And M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. We also salute Rushi Game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. That's helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Also gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Banbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. We are tied at 40, 60 seconds to go. Versailles has the ball after a Tiger player nearly undressed a Redskin, fouled him near midcourt. The Versailles got the benefit of the jump and the arrow, and now the Tigers appear to be playing for one. Justin Arns, though, cradles the ball near midcourt. Now he starts his dribble, burning on him loosely. 38 seconds to go. Could this be a repeat of the Versailles and a game?
Well, I'm not sure. I think Versailles is going to either go to the free throw line or take the last shot.
Here's Stauman, 25 feet away. Stauman on the dribble. He's being hounded. 5 second call. Fine defense by Fort Loramie. Redskin crowd, I think, helped the official along.
It didn't hurt, but they owed him that from the previous call. That's what they call a makeup call.
Yep. 28 seconds to go in the game. Fort Loramie with the last chance now. Into the forecourt, bring it a weak timeout call. 40-40, 23.9 remaining. Thanks to AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Chuck, do we have timeout for a 30?
I bet I could do one. If I can find one. There it is.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Yep, here we go, the last 23.9. Five team fouls on Versailles. A common foul is available to the home team. 18 fouls on Fort Loramie. We're tied up at 40 apiece. Fort Loramie had the ball about 45 seconds ago. Redskins lost it via a jump in the arrow. And then a five-second call ensued against the Tigers. Here's Burning at the elbow in the right for Fort Loramie. Gave it up, got it back. 16 seconds remaining. Burning near midcourt. Wants to open up the floor. Tyler Siegel sets a high screen. Here's an intercepted pass by A.J. Arns, and he missed the layup with 4 seconds to go. The rebound missed by Versailles. We've got a foul called against the Tigers, or against the Redskins, with .8 to go.
Wow. They missed 3 shots at the rim and then had a charge. It's going to be out of bounds.
No, wait a minute. The foul was called against Versailles?
Yeah, it was a charge.
It was a charge.
Absolutely.
That's what I said initially,
yep.
Chuck.
Yep, absolutely.
And then about 200 fans rose up in front of me. And I saw the referee signal charging on Versailles.
Yeah, it was absolute good. That was the correct call.
Tigers missed 2 gimmies. I initially said charge on Versailles. Then I changed it to Fort Loramie. I lost sight of the floor. Wow, that was a wild, frenzied last 10 seconds. Great steal by A.J. Arns, who was chased all the way down the floor. He stole it just beyond the timeline in Fort Loramie's half court. He broke free. Redskins were trailing him. He missed a gimme. Stick back was no good.
He got fouled. Then Justin Arns got the rebound, and Tyler Siegel blocked it out, and then they got it on the outside, came down again, and got the charge. So they had 3 attempts and could not get the ball in the basket.
But you're right. Fort Loramie got a break because it did.
The first one, they absolutely fouled A.J. Arns.
Yeah, A.J. Arns was clocked from behind, and his shot hung on the rim for about a second and didn't go in.
I thought we were getting ready to watch them lose 42-40 because, I'll tell you, I don't know. There's divine intervention on that one.
What a game A.J. Arns has had, but he missed the game-winning bucket with .8 remaining. It's 40-40. Fort Loramie will have the ball at the end of the floor. It looks like we're headed to OT.
Yeah, .8, they can catch and shoot, but you got to be real careful. What you don't want to do is try to throw it the length of the court and not have touch anything.
Right.
Versailles then gets the ball back where you inbounded it.
And I apologize for my miss on the description. I had it right originally. Charge on Versailles on the third rebound shot attempt. And then everybody stood up in front of me. And it looked like Versailles might be going to the line when, in fact, the teams were setting up for the out-of-bounds play by Fort Loramie. It was called a charge on Versailles, the home team in white. And it's going to be Austin Siegel inbounding down to her left as Fort Loramie's got to go the length of the floor, catch and shoot with .8 left. It's possible, but you're so right, Chuck. The one thing you don't want to do is throw it out of bounds with no one touching it. Then the Tigers get it underneath the rim, and A.J. Arnes and Justin Arnes would be far too dangerous in that situation.
Well, Versailles called a timeout. They wanted to see what was being set up, but I don't think that Loramie is going to take any kind of a chance here.
No.
I think they're going to be willing to take this thing into overtime.
Yes. 40-40, 16 fouls on Versailles, 8 on Fort Loramie, .8 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie led 26-16 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And since that point in time, Versailles has outscored Fort Loramie 24-14. Versailles did have a 3-point lead there, 38-35, with, what, about 2.5 minutes to go?
Yeah, right in that area.
Yeah. 40-40 tie. Well, thanks for putting up with me and all the excitement here at the Versailles gym.
We are right in the middle of the crowd here. It's tough to see right now.
I am standing up, not on the floor below my seat, but I'm standing up on top of the bleacher to try to see the very last play. And Fort Loramie hands it inbounds, and then the ball is thrown the length, and the final .8 expires, and we go to OT as we predicted. 40-40 tie. It's a 40-40 tie here at Versailles. We thought maybe momentarily we lost connection. If we did lose connection, we are back. As
we're fine. Somebody stepped on the thing.
Yep.
We still had 11% on it, but
okay.
We haven't lost anything.
Okay, we had a slight bump of the switch. We have people on top of us here at Versailles, literally on top of us, standing room only, 2,500. We're headed to OT, 10-0 Fort Loramie, 10-0 Versailles. Redskins number one in the state in boys division 4, Versailles number 3 in the state in boys division 3, and it's going right to the wire like we said in the pregame. We thought, Chuck, what, last possession or two? It's even tighter than that. It's a dead heat.
Right, it is dead heat. And the 40-40 is exactly well, actually 41-40 they would have been happier with. But 40-40 is where Fort Loramie wanted this game to be, that's for sure.
Well, we'll jump it up. Siegel and Justin Arnes. It looks like it's the 5 who started this game for both teams.
Yep, that's what I'm seeing.
Staubman, McElDowney, Heaston, Justin Arnes, and A.J. Arnes for Versailles. Brandewee, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel, Burning, Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie, which wins the tap. Opening 10 seconds of the overtime period. We play 4 minutes. Between the circles, it's Evan Burning. Burning dribbles down to the right on a weave to Brandewee. Brandewee pulls up at the elbow, nearly walked. Flipped it across the lane to Tyler. Tyler, near side pass on the play to Burning. High overhead with the ball. Shoots it cross court to Dylan Braun. They set a screen for Dylan. In the top of the circle, Tyler. Near corner, Brandewee. Brandewee on the deck. Around the top of the circle, it's fed to Burning, far left side. Burning pick and roll with Austin Siegel. Pass not available. Now to Tyler on top. We played nearly 50 seconds of the OT. We're still tied at 40. Here's Burning on a drive around McElDowney. Tried to draw the foul. No call. Rebound Versailles.
Wow.
Couldn't tell if that was acting by Burning or if he did get nipped on the elbow. Nonetheless, Versailles got the board. Dribble drive, McElDowney. On the arc to Staubman. Staubman, left-hand dribble, 25 feet away. 2:50 left in OT. Here's Justin Arnes, left corner, McElDowney, jump shot, 15-footer, bingo! 42-40 Versailles. 2.5 to go in the overtime. Burning on top to Tyler Siegel. Right side pass to Burning. Straight away to Tyler. Here's a bad pass, Justin Arnes anticipates, he steals, reverse layup, blew it! Woo! Rebound Tyler Siegel, out of Arnes, missed it. 2-on-1 break, Fort Loramie. into the lane. Back out to Burning for a three. Short, no good. Rebound, Justin Arns. Hard to believe, Chuck. Justin Arns missed a point blanker.
That's two.
And then Fort Loramie hustled down the floor. Thought the Redskins had numbers. Threw it back out, then maybe shot it too quickly. 1:56 to go in the OT. Versailles up two.
I would have liked to have seen Braun get that three that time myself.
Justin Arns has been controlled by Fort Loramie very well. He's about 16 points under his average. Here's A.J. on the arc. Three-pointer, short, no good. Rebound Burning. Long pass down the floor. Intercepted by Versailles. Minute 30 to go, and Arns is fouled by Brandewee.
That is not who you want to foul.
A minute 33 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1-1 for Justin Arns. 42-40 in favor of Versailles. Boy, Fort Loramie, Chuck, has played about as poorly the last quarter and a half in the overtime of this game as we've seen the Redskins play all year.
Yeah,
Versailles' defense has had a lot to do with it.
A lot to do with it, and I'll tell you what, the pressure is amazing.
My goodness, Arns missed the free throw. The rebound off Tyler Siegel. Wow. Justin Arns had a chance to give Versailles a four-point lead. And he missed the 1-1, but the Redskins in heavy traffic couldn't reel in the rebound. Versailles up two, 90 seconds to go in the game. Ball lobbed out back to Justin Arns. Double bonus now for Versailles. Arns around two men, up and under. Yes, he scores! Justin Arns with a terrific Globetrotter-like drive. Four-point lead Versailles. Dylan Braun simply has not gotten a clear look in the last 14 minutes. Off balance, Burning right down the pike to the rim. He's hindered and fouled. A minute eight to go here in the overtime. 44-40 in favor of Versailles. Give the Tigers defense a lot of credit, Chuck.
Absolutely.
Versailles has shut down every single component of Fort Loramie's offense in the last 14, 15 minutes. And the free throw shooting for the Redskins, which have been better than 70% on the year, has gone astray as Burning just misses. That one's good. 44-41. Versailles up three. In backcourt is Stommen. To Justin Arns. Back to Stommen. A minute to go. Stommen up the right side around Brandewee. Tigers can play keep away now. They're in the double bonus. Ball handed to Arns at midcourt. Burning on him. Stolen! Taken away by Brandewee. Brandewee to the rim. Good! Good! Brandewee simply undressed Arns. It was a clean steal. He came out, pressured him, and swiped it. It's a one-point game. Timeout, Tigers, with 38.4 to go. Chuck, have you seen a better defensive steal against an All-State player at crunch time than that one turned in by Nick Brandewee?
Brandewee right picked him clean, took it down, and then hit a reverse layup against the 6'6 Arns. And that kid's going to be playing in the Big Ten next year.
Uh-huh.
Nick's not. He's still going to be playing high school.
Magnificent play by Brandewee. And Fort Loramie had to have it. It's a 44-43 game. It is Versailles' possession. Just over 38 seconds to go. Boy, the Redskins would like to have back a few of the second half missed free throws.
Well, they would love to. And I mean, it's in a one point game, and you've missed one, two, three, four free throws here in the fourth quarter in overtime. It's not hard to find a point or two.
Arns was a bit too casual, and Brandewee, with that football physicality in him, just came out with the chest against him and yanked the ball right away from him. Went down and scored to cut it from 3-1. Now Versailles inbounds, 35 seconds to go. Tyler Siegel comes out 25 feet away from the rim and fouls Carter May. That was intentionally unintentional.
Yep, they're going to shoot two of them. May has not been to the free throw line tonight.
Carter May, 6'6 junior. Had a very good floor game and rebounding game against Anna in a game we covered. Double bonus May. He shoots it, missed it badly. 36 seconds to go in the game. Yep, even if he makes here, Fort Loramie's got a chance to tie or go ahead with a three in the last half minute. Versailles 44, Fort Loramie, or I should say, yes, Versailles 44, Fort Loramie 43. May shoots it up and in. 45-43, Tigers up two. Fans are standing all over the place, clenching their fists, biting their nails, arms folded. They're shaking back and forth. 28 seconds to go. Overtime. Fort Loramie down two. Here's Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Into the post to Tyler Siegel. Looks for a cutter, can't find him. Tries a seven-footer, and Arns blocks it. Blocked by A.J. Arns over to Justin. 15 seconds to go. What a block by A.J. Arns. Two tremendous defensive plays here in the last 40 seconds. One by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. One by A.J. Arns of Versailles. Block shot. Timeout called by the Tigers with 14 seconds to go, and it's a full.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tyler Siegel that time turned, and instead of taking it strong at the basket, yep, he kind of faded a little bit, gave Arns what he needed to be able to block the shot. This film for Loramie, when they watch this as a team, is going to have such good teaching points in it, because there are things they did tonight that cost them this basketball game. And they're playing a heck of a good basketball team. I'm going to give them that.
Yeah, Tyler got the ball in pretty good shape, about 7 feet from the hoop, back to the basket. Simply didn't get turned and squared up. Didn't offer a shot fake.
Right.
No drop step. And A.J. Arns went up on the first move, and it was a pretty easy block. A.J. Arns has been terrific here tonight for Versailles.
He has the asterisk.
He's already the Clancy's winner for the Versailles Tigers. 14 seconds to go. Versailles ball. Tigers up 2, 45-43.
Now Versailles is out of timeouts. Loramie still's got two.
In the last 17 minutes, Fort Loramie has scored only 17 points. Give Versailles all the defensive credit in the world. Arns barely gets the ball inbounds. Wow. The five-second count was on. A.J. Arns delivered to Noah Richard, the 6'3 senior, and he's got the double bonus for the Tigers. 1 second clicked away.
They had no timeouts, so they had to get it in.
Yep. Non-starter Noah Richard at the free throw line. Double bonus. He dips the knees and drops it home. You talk about a pressure cooker situation for a young man who's played sparingly tonight, Noah Richard. He connected, took one bounce. Line drive free throw was right there. This is huge. Foul shot now would give Versailles a four-point cushion, and it's no good. It's high off the iron. Rebound Tyler Siegel. 10 to go. Redskins can tie with a three. Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Here's a long heave by Versailles. Out of bounds. Double overtime. Unbelievable. Evan Burning was given room. He was jockeying for space on the arc. The clock was winding down. The Tigers put 2 men on Dylan Braun. Burning had clearance. He fired it and drained it. 46-46. We go to the second OT. Back in a moment on scores.broadcast.com.
We need to stay here. They've made some kind of a call.
Well, with people in front of us, we cannot see what's going on.
They teed them up. Dead ball tee up, though, so we are in the third overtime, correct?
Are we in the third overtime?
Yeah.
Still at the end of the... Oh. Versailles called a timeout with less than a second to go after the three-pointer by Burning to tie it.
Versailles had no timeouts left.
That happened to Marion Local against Anna last Saturday. It cost Marion Local in the final seconds. And now Dylan Braun is going to shoot the technical free throw. I think maybe 0.8 or 0.9 will be put back on the clock. Dylan Braun at the stripe. Are these two technical shots? I think
so. Yeah, it's administrative. I think it's two.
Yes.
And it should be the ball inbounds.
Exactly. So it's Fort Loramie's game to lose now. What a turn of events. We were headed to the second overtime, Chuck. I'd called for a commercial break. Everybody stood up, and Versailles called a timeout. They didn't have it. Free throw good by Dylan Braun. An unbelievable wire-to-wire basketball game. 0.9 on the clock. 0.9 on the clock. Fort Loramie up one. Second technical free throw is in. 48-46 Fort Loramie.
Unbelievable. I have never seen anything like that. Well, I have. I watched Michigan piss away a national championship because one of their superstars didn't know how many timeouts they had.
Fort Loramie is going to score the last 5 points, Chuck, here in the last, 50, 55 seconds to come from three down in OT to lead by two. Not over yet. 0.9 on the clock. As I mentioned a moment ago, 0.9 was put back up on the board. We have been hampered all night long by fans in front of us. A couple hundred just jump up on a second's notice. We have to jump up on the top of our seats to peer over them.
Yeah, I'm killing myself trying to stand up under this table.
And we missed the technical foul call against Versailles after the three by Burning was drained to tie it with 0.9 to go. Versailles called a timeout. It did not have. Chuck, the Tigers should have listened to you because you made the comment.
I told them they didn't listen.
And you said they had no timeouts left.
I'm hoping a coach called that because I would feel really bad if a kid called that. But still, the coaches have to tell them what's going on.
Well, Fort Loramie will inbounds the basketball after the technical.
That's what I'm thinking right there at midcourt.
Oh, what a turn of events. Fort Loramie has a chance to win for the first time in 8 years against Versailles here tonight.
Boy, don't throw the ball back. You want to throw the ball towards your own basket.
Exactly.
You do not want to.
And that's what Corey Britton instructed. It was thrown inbounds toward the basket to Tyler Siegel. He was grabbed. No foul called. Buzzer sounds. It's over.
Wow, what a heck of a basketball game that was.
And in the most incredible fashion you've ever seen, Fort Loramie beats Versailles in overtime. I had it going to double overtime.
Me too.
48.
Absolutely did.
48-46, Fort Loramie by two over Versailles. This was a finish for the ages. This will never be replicated again, although just as I say that, I recollect back to last Saturday, Marion Local called a timeout against Anna. It did not have. And two technical free throws sunk by Wyatt Benzman gave Anna the cushion it needed to subdue Marion Local last Saturday. And something similar happened here tonight. Evan Burning made a three at the end of the first overtime for Fort Loramie to tie the game. There was just a hair under a second to go. Versailles called a timeout, got the officials' attention, and the Tigers had been out of timeouts for the last 90 seconds or so. And as a result, Fort Loramie shot technical free throws, and Dylan Braun, who had not been heard of for almost the entire second half, dropped in a couple foul shots, and the Redskins win it 48-46. Evan Burning got a great chance, Chuck, to redeem himself. He was not sharp shooting the basketball late in this game. He missed a few free throws. A few shots below the foul line. He got the opportunity. It seemed like Versailles didn't want to guard him real close. They shaded Dylan Braun a little more. And on this side of the floor, Evan Burning had room to operate. He settled into a wide open three at 2.5 seconds, at two, at one. It rattled in. It tied the game. Versailles called a timeout with just a fraction under a second to go in the overtime. And it was a timeout that Versailles did not have.
Wow, that is a tough, tough loss for the Tigers. It is. That's a tough one for them to go home and swallow. And what a huge win for Fort Loramie.
Well, I hope we didn't lose you fans tonight because we got excited. The several hundred in front of us who rose up regularly and blocked review got excited also. And And there's Corey Britton for Fort Loramie, the head coach of the Redskins, coming back out onto the floor after the game, greeting his faithful. What a finish, Chuck. Have you've coached a lot of basketball. You've seen a lot of games, called a lot of games. Have you ever seen one that even somewhat remotely resembled a finish like that?
I have never been. I thought that the Versailles Anna game with the big three people hanging all over Benzman, and he hit a three, and then Arns came down, shake and bake, hit the one at the buzzer. That was my personal favorite game of the year until this one. I mean, this, it's hard to explain. You look at it, and honestly, I think Loramie deserved to win because I thought they outplayed them the entire game. But then all of a sudden, they just couldn't shoot it. Again, give Versailles defense credit.
Yep.
But they held Arns to 12 points. A.J. Arns had 21. But they held Justin Arns to 12. I thought he forced a lot of shots. That's not a knock on him, because if you're that good of a basketball player, you're going to continue to try to shoot your way out of a slump. Yep. But honestly, that was a huge, huge win for Loramie.
How many field goals for Justin Arns in this game?
Four.
Only four. He had to be 4 for 20. Had to be.
Yeah, that's probably real close.
Yeah, and Dylan Braun simply didn't get looks.
He ended up with 16.
Did he? Wow.
Yeah, he had six in the third quarter, did not score in the fourth quarter, and then hit the two free throws in the overtime.
Yeah, Versailles shut him down the last quarter and a half.
Well, Arns guarded him, and that's the same recipe that that Rushi did with putting Kearns on him and guarding him with some length.
Yes.
But you got a lot of players out there. There's a lot of good players for Loramie.
What the Redskins found out tonight, Chuck, was that against a real good opponent, a strong defensive team with good interior D and size, the Redskins are not going to cut and drive and get those close-in baskets like they've been so successful getting the first 10 games. How many shots by Versailles were deflected, blocked, or altered? 25 of them, probably?
Well, you look at the end of the basketball game, and you look at the end of regulation. A.J. Arns, who had just been incredible, probably got hit a little bit, but still needs to be strong. He's a big, strong kid. That should not knock his shot off. And then Justin Arns grabs it. He can't make it. And then somebody on the perimeter comes down and charges to give the ball back. Puts it into overtime, and then in the overtime, again, they had the lead, and my goodness, they did such a good job of when they were down three, I thought, well, okay, they played a heck of a game, but it's over. But boy, and that shot by Burning, my goodness, the kid didn't shoot it real well tonight, but he had ice water in his veins.
Now, Evan is a far, far better two-point shooter at the elbow, driving to the basket, making those runners.
Right.
Inside the arc, he is pretty accurate. Doesn't shoot the three, of course, nearly as well as Roderman or Braun. But, wow. Versailles dared him to let it go, and Evan said, hey, I'm going to make you pay, and he did.
You could just see it. He felt it. There was no hesitation on his part.
And we're up here at the very top, the 20th row at Versailles. We're looking right down over the head of Evan Burning as he released the shot. We're looking over the top of his shoulder right to the rim, and it was on the money the whole way.
Yeah, it was perfect. The release was perfect.
And Chuck, wrap up the scoring, then give our Clancy's awards.
Well, I'm going to give a couple of stats here. I don't usually do much at the end, but Versailles had a 37-21 rebounding advantage. They out-rebounded them 10-3 on the offensive boards. They turned the ball over 16 times. Loramie only turned it over 8 times against that pressure. That was outstanding. But individual scoring, A.J. Arns scored 21 for the Tigers. They got 12 from Arns, and they drop all the way down to McElDowney with 7. On the other side, better balance. Dylan Braun had 16. Tyler Siegel had 10. They got 9 from Brandewee. They got 8 from Evan Burning. Much more balance. the Clancy's players of the game, and I can't narrow it down on the other side. I'm going to give A.J. Arns for sure on the Versailles side, but I don't know how you don't give it to Nick Brandewee. I don't see how you don't give it to Evan Burning, and I don't see how you don't give it to Dylan Braun. So those three are going to get some food from Clancy's because they were outstanding tonight.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Versailles. Incredulous finish here tonight as the Fort Laramie Redskins scored the last 5 points in overtime in the last less than a minute. They defeated Versailles in OT 48-46. Two technical free throws made by Dylan Braun with less than a second remaining in the first OT were the difference after Evan Burning drilled a three ball with .9 to go to tie up this contest. Fort Laramie led by as many as 10, 26-16, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Then Versailles controlled the game. Laramie had to rally from three down on a couple of occasions late in regulation to get it tied to force the extra session. And I think Versailles had a three, maybe even a four-point lead in the overtime at one spot. At least three.
They were up three.
Yeah, at least three.
Yep.
And
I think three was their biggest lead of the game.
Right. I believe that's correct. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Chuck, a few minutes ago. Fort Laramie with a little better balance. We were marching the pregame that if Versailles supporting cast for the Orange Boys had the kind of game like they did at Anna, that would spell trouble for Fort Laramie, for the Redskins, but it clearly was not
a
well-rounded performance by the Tigers.
They did not shoot well tonight at all, especially from behind the arc. They had 1, 2, 3, 4 threes, and two of those were by A.J. Arns. So, they did not shoot threes tonight very well at all. McEldowney made one.
And Fort Laramie hustled A.J. Arns into some very poorly chosen three-point shots.
Well, you know, I mean, they played into overtime, and they took this team and held them to 46 points. I know that's not their 32 average,
right,
but they'll take that all day long against a team this good.
48-46, Fort Laramie in overtime over Versailles. Glad you stuck with us. We couldn't see the floor for much of the second half. We did our best. We missed a couple things. We got them corrected and tried to straighten them out for you online on the web here on Scores Broadcast.
Yeah, I absolutely did not see the timeout. I did see the charge, but I absolutely did not see the timeout.
And the timeout called by Versailles was one the Tigers didn't have. They'd used them all up in the last 90 seconds of the overtime session. Again, this reminder, weather permitting, we've got Anna at Fort Laramie boys for you, 8 o'clock tip on Friday night, online here on Scores Broadcast at 7:40. That's weather permitting on Friday night. Weather permitting, we had planned to make the trek to Berlin Highland in East Holmes County to cover Minster girls against Sheridan in the Classic in the country. 10 a.m. start for Minster on Saturday morning, and the Minster girls, I've gotten word, will not make that trip if the weather forecast holds up. And for North Central Ohio, the expectation is 8 to 10 inches of ice and snow. In West Central Ohio, it's maybe 5 or 6. Rain all day Friday, then changing over to freezing rain and ice before turning to snow late Friday night. So we'll just have to wait and see. We do have on the schedule St. Henry boys at Anna Saturday night, and we have tried to make connection with the Flying to the Hoop for a Sunday 1 o'clock online webcast time and a 1:15 tip. Sydney Versailles boys from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Sunday. I would think there's a real good chance that game will go off as scheduled.
I would think they're going to, at the Flying to the Hoop, they're going to do their best to get all those in. They got teams coming in from all over the country.
We've yet to get a confirmation from the Flying to the Hoop on that request for media credentials to cover that game for you on Sunday.
Dave Ross was telling me the same thing. He sent his in 3 weeks ago, and he still has not heard anything back from him.
My goodness. Isn't that something? Well, we'll just sit on our hands and wait. Hopefully we can bring that game to you on Sunday afternoon.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Versailles and Sydney. A 1:15 tip on the web at 1. Keep abreast of our website. We'll update you. The weather could change things. The forecast is worsening every minute. Of course, there's always a chance that on Thursday the storm takes a different track. I did see one model that shows it dropping more sharply east down through the southern part of the state into the mountains of West Virginia.
They deserve it.
And missing the northern 80% of the state of Ohio. If that happens, it will be cold, but very little precipitation.
Right.
Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in Western Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, I might add. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, The In-Between Tavern just south of Botkins, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, we salute the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, and, of course, 3 sponsors in Fort Loramie on with us for every online webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, in which we cover the Redskins, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Versailles Tigers now 10-1, Fort Loramie 11-0 after this squeaker over the Tigers in overtime here tonight. Again, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule. We'll post changes to it so you can see them as soon as they develop. The weather could play havoc with our Friday and Saturday games. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Versailles, where 2,500 fans, a standing room only sellout crowd, witnessed the Fort Loramie Redskins nip the Versailles Tigers in overtime, 48-46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.